Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to Behind Enemy Lines, presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The Eagles welcome the last undefeated team in the entire NFL to the link this Sunday. And to break down the Minnesota Vikings, we bring in Mike Wapshaw from Vikings.com. Mike, when are you going to send us a thank you card for giving you guys Sam Bradford, okay? The Vikings are off to a 5-0 start. Can you just explain what Sam Bradford has done to stabilize that football team after the loss of Teddy Bridgewater?
Well, can I just hand deliver you that thank you card and we can have a cheesesteak and we'll call it good? How about that?
Well, how about in the draft next year when we're getting the first round pick? So that's right. When we can do the exchange. That'll be perfect.
Yeah, kind of a win-win for both sides, I think, Chris. You guys look like you're in good shape with Carson Wentz, and Sam Bradford has come in here for the Vikings and really has hit the ground running. You know, he did not start week one for us at Tennessee. Sean Hill, our backup, started that game, and he played well, and the Vikings obviously won that game. But since then, Sam has started all four games, has not turned the ball over, has six touchdowns, completing 70% of his passes, has a passer rating right around 109. He's been great. And you said the word, Chris, stabilize. He's stabilized this offense, and he's also taken it a step further. He can make plays with his arm, and he can stretch the field vertically. He's had a couple of really nice passing days for us, 280-plus yards. He had a two-touchdown game for us. He's been spreading the ball around really well, too, Chris. And I remember our victory over the Giants on Monday Night Football marked the one-month anniversary of the acquisition of Sam Bradford. That was a night where the Vikings won. Sam Bradford had 26 completions to 9 different receivers. So 1 month into it, Sam was already demonstrating a mastery of this offense. So it's been a really big-time trade acquisition for the Vikings to get Sam in here.
So, Mike, Teddy Bridgewater goes down. Sam Bradford comes in. Adrian Peterson goes down, the league's rushing champ from 2015. What have the Vikings done to kind of stabilize, I'll use that word again, to get the ground game solidified?
I think that's a really important factor for the Vikings here coming out of the bye. They are not running the ball as well as we're used to seeing them run the ball with Adrian Peterson, of course. I mean, he led the league in rushing last year, and the Vikings had the fourth-ranked rushing offense. So we're far from producing at that kind of level, but you got to kind of cut them some slack. We've had a bunch of injuries along the offensive line, which I know you're familiar with, and Tony Sperano is working his tail off to get that group to gain some synergy. Hopefully they can do that here coming out of the bye. I looked at the 39 road victories in the NFL this season, Chris, and teams, when they win on the road, they're running for about 115 yards per game. The Vikings are running it at 70 yards per game, so that's a number that Mike Zimmer would love to see increase coming out of the bye.
So, Mike Zimmer, head coach, a defensive mastermind, a longtime assistant, finally got the head coaching gig there in Minnesota. Why has that defense become so stout, so spectacular early in the season, arguably and statistically the best unit in the entire NFL?
Yeah, interesting question, Chris. And I think what it is something that is overlooked quite a bit. I don't point to any individual players. Everson Griffin, Linval Joseph, Eric Kendricks, Harrison Smith, Xavier Rhodes has done a great job on some of these receivers. I think it's continuity. I think that is the key to this defense. When you look at the core of this defense, the guys that I mentioned, they've been playing together for two and some of them for 3 years now. This is their third season with Mike Zimmer. All 11 players on defense on the field, they know what the other 10 guys are doing. And I think that is a big advantage for Mike Zimmer's defense, to have that continuity. I talked about how the offensive line is looking to build that continuity and that synergy with all the moving parts and pieces that they've had because of injuries the last two seasons, and especially this year. The defense, knock on wood, has not had to deal with that. They have continuity. They have synergy. It is 11 individuals moving as one piece, and I think that is a huge reason for this defense's success through the first five games of the season.
Mike, there's so many great storylines, the return of Sam Bradford, Carson Wentz going against this outstanding defense. Can you give us an X factor, a player who is not the level of Everson Griffin or Eric Kendricks or Bradford, you know, maybe go a little under the radar, who Eagles fans might want to say, we need to take a look at this guy, make sure this guy doesn't beat us on Sunday?
I think lately, Chris, it's been Adam Thielen for us. And listen, I mean, Adam Thielen was a long, long shot to make the team at one point in time. And right now, he's a guy who plays on offense and plays a key role on special teams as well. As his offensive role increases, maybe his special teams role will diminish a little bit, but he's a guy who can help you in multiple phases on special teams, and he had a career day against the Houston Texans in our game heading into the bye, a game that the Vikings won rather handily.
Mike Wapshaw from Vikings.com, thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines, presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Behind Enemy Lines is presented by Gatorade. Win from within.